ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So this next part is called Draupadi cries out to Yudhishthira. Draupadi, however, was still sorrowful. She found the course of events that led up to their exile difficult, and she burned with the humiliation they had all received at the hands of Duryodhan. One evening, sitting alone with Yudhishthira, she revealed her feelings. O King, when I think of the wicked Duryodhan and his followers living happily in Hastinapur, after having sent you to the forest, my heart burns. Without doubt, he is delighting in our misfortune, and that was certainly true. That becomes apparent throughout the 12 years. When you set out for the forest, all the Kurus cried, except the wretched Duryodhan, Karna, Shakuni, and that vicious, Dushasan, because he was the one that dragged her, right, out of the room. Draupadi again found herself weeping. She remembered her parting words with Kunti and Gandhari. Both of them had grieved at her humiliation. How long would it be before she was avenged and the wrongdoers punished? She continues, Seeing you seated here on this grass mat and remembering your ivory throne crusted with jewels, I feel such anguish that I can hardly look at you. Your body is smeared with mud from the riverbank, when it once was daubed with the finest sandalwood paste. You once wore costly silk garments, now you wear deerskins and tree bark. How can I bear to see my other husbands, who were once waited upon by numerous servants? Now they are scouring the forest for food. Draupadi's sorrow suddenly turned to anger. All this is due to the evil schemes of sinful men. O King, does your plight not arouse anger in you? Why do you remain so peaceful? Look at Bhima, glancing at you again and again, constrained only by his love for you. He does not rise up and destroy the Kauravas. Yes, many times Bhima was the one who said, just give me the word, I'll go right now, I'll kill all of them. Time after time, Bhima just waiting for Yudhishthira to say the word, but nope. Yudhishthira says, not now. Now's not the time. Bhima just, that anger is pent up. For 13 years, the anger is pent up. Honoring your promise, Bhima sits containing his anger. Look too at Arjuna. He understands Bhima's mind and is forever pacifying him. By the power of Arjuna's bow, thousands of kings were obliged to wait upon the Brahmins at your Rajasuya sacrifice. Now that same Arjuna has become grief-stricken. Does this not make you angry? Look at Madri's youthful sons. Who are those? Nakul and Sahadev. They are as dear to you as they are to your mother Kunti. Now they are forced to live the hard lives of ascetics. Does this not make you angry? Yes, a wife knows how to push the right buttons. Am I right, husbands? Huh? They still know how to do it. She continues, I cannot understand why you have not risen up to destroy the Kauravas. Surely, after all that has happened, such a response would be in accord with morality. Is your discrimination failing? It is always appropriate for a Kshatriya to show anger when sin is committed. And sin has surely been committed by the Kauravas. How can you sit here as if you forgive them? If a king cannot distinguish between the time to be angry and the time to forgive, then that king is lost. Now listen to what she says next. I also know the scripture. Good for Draupadi, huh? I also know the scripture. And scripture states that Duryodhan and his brothers deserve to be punished. Scripture states that the humble and ever-forgiving person is always neglected, while one who is powerful and assails other at the appropriate time is respected as a king. To be continued. Everyone, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.